Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
All right, so we are talking today about Anthropic just released their Claude 3.5 Sonnet, which is a little bit confusing because they had the Claude 3 Sonnet and then they had the Claude 3 Opus. Now we have Claude 3.5 Sonnet, but people are very excited about it. There's a lot of groundbreaking capabilities. Jaden, what have you heard about this so far?
Yeah, so I mean, this is all over X. Everyone's talking about it and they're testing it out. I've seen some very interesting things. I reposted recently a post from the CEO, Toby, of Shopify, and he was actually speculating on why he thought it was so good, because they actually released a couple interesting things with this. Number one is Sonnet. So like, according to a bunch of benchmarks they've run this thing through, it's better than GPT-4o, which is kind of crazy. I feel like everyone was like holding their breath, like, you know, Anthropic, they were ahead for a little while of OpenAI. It's like they're ahead, but OpenAI is about to drop GPT-5. And when that happens, it's going to wipe, you know, all the competition. So then they come out with GPT-4o. We get this news from Miriam Moretti, their CTO of OpenAI, that like, look, what we have in the labs isn't that much more advanced than what's out in the open right now. And now all of a sudden, Anthropic, boom, they beat them again. And so it's kind of like, I thought OpenAI had this in the bag. They've probably been training for like a year, something that was going to completely blow everything out of the water and crush it. And now all of a sudden it feels like maybe they weren't as far ahead as I thought. And Anthropic is actually like keeps edging them out. Now, the reason I was bringing this all up is because there's this Twitter thread of Toby from Shopify who's giving his hypothesis. This wasn't proven or anything on why he thought Claude 3.5 Sonnet was doing better. His speculation isn't necessarily that the model's better, because he kind of thinks, and a lot of people think, that maybe like we've hit this plateau and like models where we only have so much data, blah blah blah. His assumption is that there's a pre-prompt that like when you prompt the model to do something, it takes that and it has another model that creates a rewritten prompt that's better, that's going to get you that, and that's what's getting you the better result. So his speculation is it's not actually the model that's better, it's like they have a model that rewrites your prompt that's better, because people suck at prompting.
Interesting.
So I thought that's an interesting theory, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's, cause we've always talked on this podcast before about how your prompting is everything. And if you don't know how to do a correct prompt, then you're not going to get the results you want. So yeah, generating a model that can anticipate what people are actually looking for that's pretty impressive. But I also read somewhere that it has improved vision capabilities. So it's going to be better at like reading charts and graphs and pulling data from that sort of stuff, which is really cool. And then another huge thing is the price. It's $3 per million input tokens and $15 per million output tokens, which is 80% lower cost than Claude 3 Opus. What does this mean to you, Jaden, in the business world?
Yeah, so I mean, for me, like right now, obviously with AI Box, we're getting ready to launch this thing, and we pay for every single, we have access to all of these different AI models all on one platform. So people only need to make one account to access and use everything pretty much. Instead of $20 a month on everything, just pay $20 on ours, and then you get, usage of all the models. But what I think is really exciting about this is they're dropping costs. We give people a certain amount of tokens to spend every month on all of their usage, pretty much whatever $20 can buy them. But if all of a sudden, boom, this thing costs 80% less, essentially they just got 80% more usage out of the tokens that we're giving them on our platform. So for me, I'm excited. And of course, this is my platform, but there's a ton of other, maybe not platforms like mine, but like tools that are integrating these AI models. And I think by doing a move like this, where you cut the cost 80%, this really incentivizes developers to use Claude Opus over GPT-4, right? Because if this is cheaper than ChatGPT, a lot of people, they're just charging for like a service. So they're charging for like, hey, you know, we do X, Y, and Z for you. We write 100 articles for you, right? Let's say it's an article generating thing. It generates 100 AI articles for someone. If you can cut the cost by 80%, like that's the number one cost that the business or the platform is incurring Their cost of goods is like the API cost of these models. So if they're cutting 80%, it's a huge incentive for developers to use it. And then, you know, users, whether they know it or not, are all of a sudden going to be on this instead of another platform. So I think that's awesome. One other thing that's really cool is it is twice as fast as Claude 3 Opus. So they're making this thing faster. They're making this thing cheaper. It feels kind of like what OpenAI does when they do a big product launch, except that it's edging out OpenAI in a bunch of different benchmarks. So possibly this thing's actually better, cheaper, faster. There's some stiff competition. I'm actually kind of excited about that.
Yeah, so I guess I have a question for you, Jaden. I don't know the answer to this, but what is any current like larger company using Anthropic and Claude for their, you know, processing, or are most people using, you know, either Gemini or OpenAI?
Yeah, no, I think there's a bunch that are using Anthropic. In fact, so ones that I can name off the top of my head that I've just seen this week, and I'm sure there's tons that like I don't know. And also a lot of platforms are building things model agnostic. So like they could build a tool and swap out models. And so if all of a sudden this one's 80% cheaper, they're just like, okay, we're swapping this out for ChatGPT because it's kind of cheaper. I know for a fact that Quora's Po platform, it's kind of has this where you can test out a bunch of different kind of things and make like bots on it. They have like their main assistant. So like Quora has their own like assistant on the platform aside from all of the other models. And when I was using it, I was like, what are they actually using for this assistant? Like, did Quora actually train their own AI model? Because I hadn't heard anything about this. So I asked it, I was like, you know, what AI model is being used for this? And it's like, I can't comment on what AI model is being used from like to do this. But I can say that it's, you know, made by Anthropic. And then it like it said all these things about why it can't tell me what it's using. So I'm assuming they tried to like program in something so it wouldn't tell me what it was. And it didn't tell me it was Claude. But if it was made by Anthropic, which it said it was, I'm like, okay, so they're using Claude. So I know for a fact Quora's Po is using it as their assistant. And it's got a ton of users. It's one of the most used AI kind of consumer platforms. And then, of course, Perplexity AI. Again, you can switch between ChatGPT, Claude, Gemini. But Claude, I think, is it's kind of the winner right now. It's doing really good. And so I know that Perplexity uses that for a lot of what they have going on too. Okay. So between Perplexity and Quora, I think it's kind of interesting because I know you can go to Anthropic's website and use Claude. And I know a lot of people like it, but I think most consumers are still using Claude on Perplexity and Quora. So it's like Anthropic kind of has these partnerships or that have made it, that have really helped their distribution. I think we're going to see this more in the future where AI models are going to want to get distribution on third-party platforms that have a lot of users for one reason or another. And it's going to help boost their numbers. And OpenAI, I think, would do well to like to do better at that. But right now it's mostly, I think, kind of going through a direct chatgpt.com kind of, people are just using that directly.
Okay. Well, that's helpful. I didn't realize that Perplexity used Claude, but that, you know, makes a lot of sense moving forward, especially because Perplexity is great for, you know, generating reports and graphs and stuff like that. So if you have a more visually strong analytic, you know, tool like Claude, then it makes sense they'd use that. That's really cool.
One last thing, though, that I do think is also really awesome about all of this is that they also announced Artifact, which it does a bunch of cool things. But one thing that is awesome, it's kind of like the side panel that you can pull up when you're using Anthropic's Claude. And it essentially allows you to do tasks within it. The biggest one that a lot of people are talking about is coding. So if you ask it for some code, it will pull up a side panel with code that you can actually run, edit. You can write, edit, and execute code right inside of the side panel. So like before this, what you had to do, and I'm not a developer, so like I'll put that out there. I have many developers that use these tools and talk to me about them a lot. And essentially what our process is over at AI Box is we're coding things. Everyone has ChatGPT open in a side panel and they ask it for code for something. They grab that code, they go over to another site to actually run it and test it, or we put it into our own code base on like GitHub or whatever and test it and run it. But it's kind of cool because you're actually able to test and run the code now directly in Artifact with Anthropic's Claude. So it's way more useful. And I think it's kind of exciting for a lot of people. Now, people are also commenting on why the code that is being written is actually better than ChatGPT. So a lot of people are saying it is quite a bit better, and they're like speculating on why. Some people are saying that essentially what they think Anthropic did was they went and generated. And it's just specific code languages, by the way, that are better. So it's like React and Tailwind. It's some of these more common or popular or hip things are doing a lot better. But people are speculating that what Anthropic actually did was they went and they generated like millions of examples of synthetic data. And then they took the synthetic code and tested to see if it would run. And if it wouldn't run, they'd kick it out or fix it. And if it does run, they would include it in the data set. And so essentially all this to say, when they were fine tuning the code element of the platform, it was, people are saying it was being trained on code that could actually run, because something a lot of developers will complain about ChatGPT is like, it will, you ask it for code and it will like write code, but inside that code, it's like referencing like a library or referencing like a folder, and that doesn't actually exist. And so the code is broken. It can't actually run. But what's coming out of Anthropic, it's has a, having a much higher likelihood of actually running the code and doing some, doing the thing. So I don't know. I think this is really interesting. People are really kind of doing some clever things to get an edge right now in all of this. And it seems like Anthropic's Claude is kind of crushing it right now.
That's cool. Very exciting. Well, if you enjoyed this podcast, please be sure to leave us a review. We really appreciate that. It means a lot to us. And also, we love answering questions that you share via leaving a review. So if you would do that, that'd be amazing. Otherwise, thanks and have an amazing rest of your day.